Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Now a time to go inside ag country where we get a chance to catch up with Katie Miller. She's the market education specialist. Let's chat about some of the information that came out recently regarding interest rates on your crop insurance.
Well, it's kind of another effort, at least by RMA and by default USDA, to kind of ease some of the burden this year. Obviously, a lot of guys had some problems getting into the field. It might be a little bit later before they get through harvest and things like that. So what RMA has announced is that if you have any crop insurance that's going to have a billing date of August 15th, which around here is going to be pretty much all of them, that bill typically would have to be paid by September 30th or interest would start attaching on October 1st. This year, because of the later year, they're going to back up. They're going to say if you have a premium billing date of August 15th, you have until November 30th to pay that bill. And interest will start attaching on December 1st. So you basically 2 more months to pay your crop insurance bill compared to what you typically would see. Obviously, it's still due, it's still paid, but they're going to give you a little bit of time before interest comes into play.
And the crop tour, what are you seeing and hearing there?
You know, we've just kind of started to get through the first day. Was mostly South Dakota on the western leg, and then Ohio was the eastern leg. And, you know, it was kind of a mixed bag. I think they did as many samples as they had last year, or very, very close, which is kind of a surprise because the rules are if they have a PP field, you're going to skip that field. So if you had a large amount of PP, you know, theoretically you could have seen a lower sample rate. That didn't seem to be the case, but the samples they took were a mixed bag and not anything out of expectations in South Dakota. A lot of what they looked at was still early to mid blister stage, so had a long ways to go. The actual yields, not out of the realm of where USDA was at. South Dakota gets to be a little bit difficult because of the way the route only cuts across the southeast part of the state. Typically, that would be your best ground, so you should be skewed to the upside, and the actual state should come in a little bit lower. I don't know if that's going to be the case this year just because of where the weather pattern was. But in any event, you know, we had a good run there, but the pod counts were below what you would have expected to see compared to last year if you use USDA as a reference. So there might be some downward bias there. And then in the eastern leg, kind of the same type of thing where you're just really far behind in maturity. You're going to need a little bit more time. And again, it was really the pod counts that attracted more attention than it was the corn numbers.
Yeah, South Dakota, there's a lot of PP down here, supposedly the highest number they've had ever.
And I think that's probably true. Again, just because of the way the route cuts through the state, they might have missed the biggest areas because it is mostly Sioux Falls, and then they kind of drift south pretty quickly. So they might have missed the highest PP area. Obviously, that comes into play when you look at harvested acreage, and they don't necessarily address that directly. What they'll do is they'll continue on Thursday, will be the last day, I believe, and then they meet in Rochester, Minnesota, and they'll put all this together. They'll come up with an actual soybean yield rather than just the pod count. There's some notes in there, and you can make a guess, but they don't really tell you how many beans are in a pod, things like that, until the very end. So we'll see what that is, but it's going to attract a lot of attention this year.
Anything else we need to know at all here today?
Big thing right now is just to remember that we have numbers all from USDA. Planted acres are going to be what they are, and whether you agree with them or not, we have to deal with them. It's going to be, the burden is going to be on the bulls right now to prove that there is an actual problem.
Katie Miller, the market education specialist at Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for your time, Shauna.
Eric will be back with more, much more Inside Agriculture right after this. This is Ag Central.